when that time comes, nobody's got a media guide with them. Where you finish doesn't matter. Facts are what they are. We are the underdog, but we have confidence in our game, and they have confidence in theirs.
All the guys, Kevin Shevel, they all picked up down the stretch here, the depth that you now find yourself with. What advantage does that give you, especially in this building, in the playoffs?
Well, you know, we're not sure yet because we haven't played with them all together at the same time. The real important part of the trades that were made for this year were the timing of them, and they're all, at the end of the day, based on injury and need. We start with Jay Harrison when he came in, when we had all our defensemen out of the lineup. And then, you know, Evander Kane went down, Tyler and Drew show up, so that was important. Matty Perreault went down, and Stempniak and Talusti came in. So they all came in at a time of need, played important roles, and now with relatively good health, you know, we've probably played three or four games together as a group. I think the other day was the first time they'd practice with 95% of the guys on the ice, so we're still in some ways learning who we are. Not so much in terms of the identity or how we deal with things, but how good we can be.
What can you tell us about Toby Enstrom first?
And yeah, he's good.
Just maintenance?
Yeah, we got a schedule and a routine of you know, 3 days of practice is highly unusual for us. So we picked our days with certain guys.
Okay, and Perreault getting back on. This is the first time he's back on the ice?
Yeah, it would be a game time decision for tomorrow.
But still an option.
Correct.
Paul, I think back to the game you had in Washington, and then since somewhere just after that, your team got better statistically at taking penalties. You took fewer of them. How convinced are you that that's the way you're going and that you've learned from earlier experiences? And how much of a risk is there that that'll come back into the series, the penalties?
Well, the Washington game, really critical. And if I think I'm right, in and around that time, we took five of the six penalties were tripping penalties. But the game that I thought where we made a pretty drastic improvement was the game at home against Dallas. You know, we 5-on-5, and from an offensive zone time point of view, we were fantastic in that game. We got into a scrum along the boards and came out down 5-on-3, and the game went to 4-1 against us in a game that I thought we had pretty good control. So there's something highly unusual about that. So from that point on, I wouldn't say necessarily a harder push, but I think we embraced as a group that we needed to be a more disciplined team and give ourselves an opportunity to have good relationships with the referees. We're a very wired bunch during the game. I don't think that helped us. I felt the Dallas game was the turn for us. We just, whether it was all, you know, you can blame who you want, but at the end of the day, we went into a scrum, didn't look like anything happened, and we came down 5-on-3, and we can't sustain that. So we've been, especially in the last month, a very disciplined team, and we'll have to continue that.
You have to guard against, now that it's playoff time and we're ramping that emotion up, you have to guard against not crossing that line again?
I think we've done it enough, talked about it enough. I'm going to say no because we've been in a playoff emotion. Maybe in some ways more intense in the last 6 weeks. This is going to be a completely different kind of emotion. There was a lot of pressure built into that run, you know, and found a way. And that's where, when the pressure's there, I think you see more negative pieces of every human's personality come out when there's that kind of pressure. And we didn't see it. We handled it well. So I'm not expecting that to be an issue.
How would you describe the mood of your team?
I mean, excited. I guess I'm projecting that mood maybe at times. That's how I feel. So, but it's a good place to be. We've worked hard to get here. We've earned the right to be here. And there's a feeling in some ways of accomplishment, not settling to that accomplishment, but we survived what we needed to survive to get here. So now everybody's excited. You guys are awful polite. This is, wait, give it three more games.
Paul, going into game one here, because you guys have been playing very meaningful games down the stretch here, do you feel at all that that's an advantage for you guys, whereas the Ducks sort of had things wrapped up a little bit and, you know, maybe didn't have to, you know, play in as much pressure situations?
I don't know that it's an advantage. I think we've been playing recently really, really well. But with so much playoff experience in the other room, and you know, you walk down the hallway and you look at the Pacific Division Championships, I think 13, 14, and 15, if I'm right, that means that they won their division, so they played an awful lot of games where maybe there wasn't quite as much heat on the result and still came out. There's a picture of a Stanley Cup on that wall, too, so they found a way to get past that. For us, we've had to play well to get here. So we feel good about our game, but I wouldn't call it an advantage.
Do you feel at all that there's less pressure on you guys? I mean, the general thing is, you know, you're the new kids on the block, sort of the feel-good story, and they've been kind of pointing at, you know, a long playoff run all season. Do you feel at all that there's less pressure?
Maybe the pressure's different, but it really doesn't matter because you have to handle that pressure. In any situation you are, the team that handles that pressure the best. I mean, I'm coming to the rink tomorrow, going to feel exactly the way I have in every playoff game. Really, really excited, and I think they are too. It's a new start. I don't sense that yet. If you're carrying that kind of pressure, you've been a very good team. You've been a good team all year, and you've probably been a good team for a bunch of years. If they're circling your name at the start of the year as a Stanley Cup contender, and they would have rightfully so with Anaheim, you've handled it.
You mentioned the playoff experience of the Ducks. How much stock do you put in experience, especially early on in a first round? Do we make too big a deal out of teams that have a lot of playoff experience versus those that don't have?
Well, no. But first, you'd ask yourself the question, how do you get that playoff experience? So if you've got a lot of playoff experience, it means you're probably a pretty darn good team. So the value isn't necessarily the experience, it's being good enough to get it. Being that. But so I wouldn't have said this 3 weeks ago, because you don't know how this thing's going to shake out. Getting into the playoffs for our team, for that experience of being here, it's a gate you have to pass through. You've got to have that experience. So the fact that we don't have any or much is probably a really good thing for us right now. We're going to soak it all in and enjoy every bit of it. At least I am. But it was necessary. We've got some young players in our lineup, and we want them to have that. We want this, all of it. The pressure, the excitement, the change in pace to this game, all of it. We got to soak it all in. We got to learn from it. And we're hoping to do that on the fly.
Paul, it's been about a half a season since these teams saw each other. I look down since you last played Stempniak, Stafford, Myers, and Tolusti are new to your lineup.
Yeah.
In your estimation, how have they changed your team?
Well, again, we're still working on that, because there were five players that came in that are new this year through trades, and had we not had them come into our lineup, we wouldn't have made the playoffs. They came in at times that we lost key pieces to our lineup, and we just got the rest of them back. So we've kind of gone along with 26 guys in our room. We're only playing 20. We're not sure what we look like yet. It's been a long time since we've played Anaheim. It's probably no different from us than if we started against an Eastern Conference team in terms of that familiarity. We have played two games over there. There's a bunch of Eastern teams we played once after Christmas. It's basically the same thing here. So I don't think that it would be necessarily as long a feeling out process as there would be in the East, because I think the styles in the West, you kind of get a general idea of how the game's played over here. It's a little different in the East. But there's going to be the first 10 minutes tomorrow night are going to be very interesting. You know, with all the things that we've talked about here, the pressure, the excitement, the newness of players, two teams that haven't seen each other, we're still figuring out how we all fit together. It'll be exciting. You don't want to show up late.
Coach, you have a sample size of about 15 months with your team and with Andre Pavlik. Have the last 3 weeks given you any discoveries or changed your opinion of Andre?
There's one new element, because it was a test that he had never had the opportunity to pass through. The goal against in St. Louis, to his response, was a new situation that we wouldn't have seen in the last 15 months. And clearly, we have to be very impressed with how he handled that, the mental toughness to come back and then play some of his best hockey. My feeling on Andre is that, and it's because of things that maybe have had happened before I'd got there, so I wasn't there to witness it, the mood swings about him are far greater than the swings in the quality of his game. So he is actually, the stats will move, but that's not necessarily directed at his play always. When a goalie's save percentage goes in that rhythm, it's usually your hockey team's playing about the same way. It's not necessarily the other way around, where the team plays the exact same game every night and the goalie's, you can then blame him or cheer him for his save percentage. When our goalie's save percentages started to rise a little bit this year, we weren't playing that well in front of him. So he's been a far more consistent performer in my mind than I think that he's been given credit for. At the same time, there was a pretty, for me, hopefully a defining event that happened to him, because that was tough to take. This team's worked very hard all year. He's a part of it, and he's a part of the room. He gets along very well with everybody in the room. He came in and he stopped about 16 shots in the third period. I mean, they were on the power play the whole time. And then to have that happen, and that hurts him personally. It's he cares for those players in the room. He knew the comeback that we've been on. So he repaid them in full and then some. But it takes a certain amount of character to do that. We've got a lot of faith in him.
Coach, just wanted to get your thoughts on being one of the five Canadian franchises to qualify and what it would mean to the Cup to come back to Canada, particularly if your team or another kind of underdog were the one to capture it.
I'll answer the first part of that question. I do think that Winnipeg, now I've experienced coaching in one other town, I do think the Winnipeg experience is different. It's a small town, and they've lost their team, and it came back to them. There is a this may be a lousy analogy, and I clearly haven't thought it through, but it's a little bit like for me being the teacher at the school, and you've got their kids. This is their team. So the kids are getting good marks right now. And they're the parents coming up, and they are so stinking happy. But never lose sight of the fact that it's their team. These are their kids. So there's an ownership beyond that. There's a parental caring about this team in Winnipeg that's really special. It's special to be around. I know. I mean, they appreciate it. You just had to drive to the rink, and I get in early for the last 3 weeks, and there was just Winnipeg Jet hoodie after sweater after. It was just a. They've fallen in love with it. So I've coached in U.S. cities, and when we've gotten into the playoffs, they're as passionate and rabid about their team. But it wouldn't necessarily be the entire city. And you can, in questions I've been asked, they've always said, hey, it's the province too. But the focus on that is just very special. It's what we want for our sport, for the game of hockey, and I think you see it in all the Canadian cities. It's March Madness, then some, across Canada.